This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In the first part of our show today, we're going to focus on the race for governor of Massachusetts. In a few minutes, we'll talk to Republican Charlie Baker, who's making his second bid for the corner office. But first, the three Democrats who sat down this morning for a debate right here at WBUR, moderated by our own Bob Oakes. Attorney General Martha Coakley, State Treasurer Steve Grossman, and former Obama administration health care official and Newton pediatrician Donald Berwick. They exchanged views on taxes, casino gambling, gun control, education, and health care. They agreed with each other a lot more than they disagreed, but they did clash on some questions. Let's listen to one exchange about health care reform, specifically about the merits of a single-payer system. You'll hear Donald Berwick and then Stephen Grossman.
Steve, I don't think single-payer health care is something for discussion. It's something to make happen. I think it's time to make this state be the leader in the way we pay for health care.
How do you make it happen, Don?
How
do you make it happen as governor? You need to build a consensus. You need the citizens. You need grassroots activism. You need the legislature. You need doctors.
You need to lead to the change and declare that you, as governor, will actually make single-payer health care.
Nobody can wave a magic wand, Don. You can't do that. This is not a monarchy. You've got to build a consensus in our society around any dramatic societal change. That's the way I believe a governor needs to do it.
All right, let him answer the question, please.
A discussion is not a goal, Steve. I'm saying if I'm governor, we will move this state to single-payer health care. I'm fully committed to it. Are you fully committed to making this the first single-payer health care system in the country?
I believe we can do it, and I believe a governor has to lead on that.
I would welcome you joining me on that, Steve.
That's Steve Grossman and Donald Berwick. They were joined by Martha Coakley, the three Democrats running for governor who debated earlier today at WBUR. You can hear the entire debate tonight at 7 on WBUR. And joining us now is our own Bob Oakes, who moderated the debate. And Bob, thanks for coming in. Good to have you.
Hi, Anthony.
Let's talk about some of the highlights of this debate today. I think that exchange over health care put some light between these three candidates, at least between Berwick and Grossman. What did you hear in that exchange?
Well, I think the single-payer issue is where Berwick really has a leg up on his rivals. He clearly supports single-payer and is very, very clear on that. And Grossman, although we really didn't hear it in that clip, while Grossman is arguing for single-payer as well, he essentially says it needs to be studied. And I think what's being said between the lines there is that Grossman is acknowledging that Berwick has attracted a lot of support from the left on this issue and that Grossman would like some of it back, or at the very least, he'd like to try to keep Berwick from peeling away any more support from Grossman on this.
I was struck by what that exchange said about actually all three candidates. Coakley sounded cautious. She said, I'm open to a single-payer system. Berwick tried to establish himself, as you suggest, as the progressive. He's for it. No ifs, ands, or buts. And Steve Grossman is the state treasurer and political insider with experience, says, I know how to make these things happen. What else struck you about this debate? What stood out?
Well, interestingly, after the debate was over with, on the floor in the room when we were done, Grossman acknowledged that as governor, you only have so much political capital to work with in terms of getting things accomplished as governor. So he said that his top priority along those lines will be jobs. Mm-hmm. So while he's willing to back single-payer health care and while he's willing to study it, it doesn't sound to me like he's willing to throw the whole weight of a possible Grossman administration behind it. And I actually think that on this issue, this is where Berwick can maybe shown to be a little bit naive as the outsider in the race, because I remember passing state health care reform years ago up on Beacon Hill physically and mentally exhausted the state lawmakers and the then governor Mitt Romney and state lawmakers who continue today to tinker with the plan. And I find it hard to believe myself that they're going to be ready now under a Berwick administration to go back and dismantle what we have now and pursue single payer.
Let's listen to another moment in the debate. This is when you asked the three about gun control. All three said they support Speaker Robert DeLeo's bill that would tighten gun control laws. But Steve Grossman pressed Martha Coakley on why she doesn't support a measure that would limit gun purchases to one gun a month. Let's listen.
And I just don't understand, Martha. The governor proposed this when Virginia had one gun a month back in 1993. Doug Wilder signed it. There was a 72% reduction in the use of guns from Virginia in gun-related crimes. Why won't you join the governor and accept and support one gun a month? It seems common sense. This is the position the NRA has taken.
I think you've asked the question. Let her answer it.
Yeah, and I guess I don't understand why you don't understand, Steve, because I have worked in this field for a long period of time. I get an F from the NRA on this issue. I think we need to focus on passing legislation, as Speaker DeLeo has, on the issues and the problems that are a problem for here in the state. And we have problems with illegal guns and people who are unstable to have them. It's not the issue, and I think we should be focusing, as we have in Massachusetts, on our own gun laws. The federal authorities need to get rid of assault weapons, and we need to keep illegal guns out of our state. More or less than that.
Well, the fact of the matter is that we have an opportunity in our own state to do things that are going to reduce gun-related deaths.
Virginia didn't have the tough straw purchase laws that we do. They had a reason to pass those laws in states like many of the southern states where those illegal guns come into our state. So I'm glad the federal government is going to crack down on them.
All right. Out of fairness, Dr. Berwick, where are you on this, limiting the number of guns that can be purchased a month to one?
As I said, I'm for the one gun a month rule and would make it even more stringent.
All right, that was Donald Berwick, Steve Grossman, and Martha Coakley debating this morning. Bob, some signs of disagreement there between Steve Grossman and Martha Coakley. And that was really one of the few moments where the candidates sort of engaged each other in a real way. Certainly not surprising to hear Grossman looking for an opportunity to take on Martha Coakley.
I think you're right on the money there, Anthony. Grossman is trying to be aggressive. He needs to be aggressive. He needs to put some light between himself and Martha Coakley. After Grossman won the convention vote with a party activist this last weekend at the state party convention, but has been badly trailing Martha Coakley in all the voter polls. He's got to create some distinction between himself and Coakley any place he can during the summer before we get to the September primary, and he's going to try to do that anywhere he can on any issue he can, and I think we heard that in this debate on that issue.
I want to ask you a little bit about what you just mentioned, and that is Steve Grossman, sort of the pick of the party insiders. He won in a big way at the convention this weekend. Martha Coakley, of course, with these dominant poll numbers, at least today. Is there a disconnect there? Can you sort of help sort that out for us a little bit?
Well, I think Martha Coakley has, first of all, rehabilitated herself from her embarrassing 2010 U.S. Senate race loss to Scott Brown. But state party officials, state party regulars, the activists who go to these conventions are still very much worried about what Martha Coakley they get on the campaign trail this fall against Charlie Baker, the presumed Republican candidate for governor. And they're wondering, do they get the engaged Martha Coakley, who successfully ran for attorney general, again, re-election, after losing to Scott Brown, or do they get the disengaged Martha Coakley, who lost to Scott Brown? So therefore, they gave the party endorsement to Steve Grossman, who's been the party insider for years and years, raising money for a lot of those folks on Beacon Hill and a lot of the party activists who attend the convention. So in some ways, winning the party endorsement at the convention was just a little positive payback for Steve Grossman.
Let's listen to one more moment from today's debate. You asked the three candidates if they favor a referendum on the future of casino gambling in the state. The state Supreme Judicial Court will decide if that question will be allowed on the November ballot. Of the three, Don Berwick probably took the strongest position. Let's listen to this.
Well, as you know, I'm the only candidate before you that's against casinos and for the repeal, and I definitely want the repeal to go ahead, the referendum to go ahead. I hope the SJC so holds. Casinos will add a mental health problem to the state. They hurt small businesses. It doesn't make any sense. And for the record, I also think they, in a number of states that have gone to casinos, it's been a cascade toward online gambling, which hurts more people, more families, and I definitely oppose them in this state. I think it's a bad move. We don't need another set of problems. We're already underfunding mental health care. We already have a substance abuse and addiction problem in the state. Why would we make it worse?
Martha Coakley.
So generally, questions do get to go before people. We have referenda that allow for petitions, public engagement. There's a couple of exceptions to that. I know our office made a ruling on this issue based on the law, threshold issue. The court will decide, as the treasurer pointed out. I'm perfectly happy if the court wants to put it on. I'm fine with that. We made a call.
But your office suggested that it can't go before the voters because it would violate the Constitution.
On a legal issue, that's right, and that will be up to the court to decide. And they will decide soon, and I'll be happy with whatever they decide.
So Martha Coakley there and Don Berwick. Bob, another bit of difference there. Don Berwick trying hard to establish himself as the progressive, the anti-casino progressive in this case. Martha Coakley sounding cautious? What did you hear in that exchange?
Well, I think Coakley's kind of stuck because, as you pointed out, her office ruled the question unconstitutional, contending that would-be casino operators have already entered into contracts with the state as they've spent money here. So, therefore, under the Constitution, we can't void that now by having a repeal question go on the ballot. I find it interesting to listen to her to walk the line on this, saying she supports the ruling of her office, but yet thinks voters should get the right to vote on big issues. But yet, if the ballot question comes to a vote, she said in this debate today, she will not vote to repeal casino gambling. And Steve Grossman, we didn't hear him, but for him, it's all about jobs. He buys the argument that casinos mean construction jobs and permanent jobs, and he will not support the repeal. Interestingly, he also said he thinks money from the casino will offset potential losses in lottery ticket sales that go to local aid. I think he's going to have to put a little more meat on that argument if repeal gets on the ballot and local and city and town officials from across the state start expressing their concerns. Berwick, I think, is the least political on this. I think he comes across as the most genuine on this issue. He does not like casino gambling. He thinks casinos are destructive and supports the move to repeal the law. I can see him picking up a lot of votes in the governor's race from people who want casinos to be repealed. I can see him picking up a lot of votes in this state from people who want the casino law to be repealed. The casino question, if the state Supreme Court allows it on the ballot, may be the deciding factor in this race for governor, or at least a major one.
I agree. Really, really interesting. And again, if the Supreme Judicial Court allows it on the ballot, it's going to play out with all kinds of interesting political dynamics. One more question, Bob. This was one of the first meetings between these three Democratic candidates. How do you think today's debate, what do you think it did for them? Did it move this race one way or the other in any way?
No, I doubt that it did. I think all three laid out their issues pretty well. I think they set up how they're going to argue for their campaigns and against the other candidates pretty well through the summer. But they're all handicapped in relation to the timetable because we're in, campaign-wise, the summer doldrums. Aren't many people paying attention to this race right now except for the party activists? And after Labor Day, when people will start paying attention, the vote comes very, very quickly. The primary vote comes very, very quickly. And you've got to say the candidate who ends up with the most money and the best organization has a big leg up here, and that could be Martha Coakley because she leads in the polls right now.
Okay, that's Bob Oakes, host of WBUR's Morning Edition, who moderated a debate this morning between the three Democratic candidates for governor. You can hear the full debate tonight at 7 p.m. right here on WBUR. Bob, thanks so much for moderating the debate, and thanks for sitting down and talking with us.
My pleasure.